Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio. Yes, yes, yes. We are gearing up for the festive period with another special show. I'm Dave Colombo Jenkins. I'm joined by Tice and Posai, our producer, and we've got the second half of the 20 Years of Vision album. We enjoyed the first half on the last episode with Nick, and now I'm here with Tice to enjoy the second half and get some stories along the way. I hope you're all enjoying the album. I hope you're all feeling nice and chilled for a little winter break. We're going to crack on with a bit of a classic. It's Noija, Skrillex, Josh Pan and Dylan Brady. Supersonic VIP.
Obviously, it's classics only. 20 Years of Vision. This one, Supersonic. Good one. Good song.
Very good one. This one goes out to all the octopuses out there and all the squids.
There's more animals that have tentacles and non-animals.
Non-animals?
Tell us about this one. I don't know what to say. Like, we've said everything. It's such a big tune for us, obviously. Tentacles. Yeah. Tentacles.
Tentacles.
We'll be right back.
I'm still stuck on non-animals that have tentacles, but maybe you can tell me that off air, because maybe that's a longer story than we have time to broadcast. But if anybody knows of any non-animals that have tentacles, please let me know.
Yes.
Because I'm confused.
Yeah, leave a comment or tell us somewhere where you can reach us. Like, what animals or non-animals have tentacles?
Or send us some flowers with a little... Maybe some wild flowers.
Oh my God.
Yay!
How do you come up with them?
I really don't know. They just kind of come to me in moments of divine inspiration, to be honest.
That was not a genuine question. They're so obvious. I know how you come up with them.
Oh!
Yeah, big up Ring Noord, Nick and Jasper, former Sleepnet. Such a big tune, this one. I've been playing more 172 in my sets lately, and I finally get to play this one again. So sick.
Yeah.
Big up the Ring Noord. 20 years of Vision, and it's instantly on their classic shit. So I obviously, we had to kind of include a lot of like family into this compilation, and we could not miss Florian Face. This one is one that I started with Florian based on a loop that I had made on my modular. The loop that you're currently hearing was just a bunch of resonators, basically filters resonating, and then it, somehow I got it to do this. And then we wanted to do like a techno-y kind of running, rolling track that just has this half bar loop and just keeps going.
Amazing. I remember trying to count how many collaborations you guys did with Face, and I think it's in the double figures.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And there's a few that were never released because they weren't that great and not that much potential. But yeah, obviously, when we started, you know, exploring the internet forums and AIM Messenger, like in the early days of Noise, Face was still two people. It was Florian and Nico, and they were kind of on the same road, but it was Florian that was always online, and we chatted a lot. And then for our first international show, me and Martijn went to Hungary to play in Debrecen and in Budapest, and we stayed over at Florian's, and Nick stayed and made some more music. We made some music together, and then Nick made some more, and then we were flying out of Cologne airport, and then we came back, and we all drove back to Groningen and took the projects and finished I think what they were called, Outsource and Surface Tension, the first two that we did in kind of like collabs we did with Florian in real life. And before that we had, I think, an online collaboration called Dr. Strangelove that never came out.
Cool.
Yeah, no, this is a story that goes back like properly more than 20 years, Noisy and Face. We just checked, and I don't think the Dr. Strangelove song was ever released, but it has been leaked, so you can find it on YouTube and stuff. Like, oh, the world is so simple these days. You can just go on YouTube and see what's been leaked.
But don't touch that dial yet, because we've got another tune. We've got a whole rest of the show, in fact. Listen to that later on. This is Leveler, Realities.
Yeah, also a big one from when we got sent this one. We immediately, both me and Martijn, immediately started playing it, and we're like, can we sign this? Can we release this? Such a big tune. I think we included it in a video for something before release, and it was already like getting some hype before release. And yeah, was always a big moment in our sets around that time when this came out.
Big up Leveler. Time for some Forbidden Society now. This is Reaching Zero. One of the nicest guys in dance music, Forbidden Society. Big up, Jindrik. Yeah. Now time to remind ourselves of Emperors of the Radius, Monuman. It's got an awesome body of work on Vision, building up over the years here and there on various EPs and compilations. And this particular one is Inflict. Feel
attention.
Yeah,
there's more on Division that we were kind of like... We were conceptually battling ourselves, like, do we include stuff from Division, but then... And Invisible, because there's some really good songs on Invisible, like Noisy and Face, Floating Zero, like, is really good. But it was already on a compilation when we kind of collapsed the label and we kind of did it best of Invisible. So we decided not to include things from Division and Invisible. But yeah, there's some really good Monuman songs on Division as well that we couldn't include on this compilation.
Yeah, I think Nick said there was like over 700 songs or something last
week
that you all had to pick from. That's not an easy task in any type of way.
No, and we tried to go for 20 songs. But it was just impossible. Like 20 years of Vision, 20 songs, but it was undoable. So we ended up with 40, which is a bit more realistic. Frank's Lekker remix, which did come out on Vision, but we didn't do conceptually. We wanted to not do remixes because we've been doing so many remixes with the Resonance, so we wanted this project to be like remix free. But obviously we had to include some Posai, but most Posai things, a lot of them came out also on Division.
Yes.
Back in the early days. However, this is one of my favorite tracks of yours, Frank. This Another Mist. I've been also playing this in deeper sets. I really, really, really like this one.
Nice.
This one is with Jasper. Yeah, really nice.
Yeah, making this project with him was a very, very fun period. Like a couple of weeks of just really intense writing music. Like, I still love this EP and this song.
Yeah.
Another Mist.
Yeah, this song is
nice.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now time for a little bit of Rohan. This is Easy For Them.
Yeah, big up Rohan. Also a nice addition to the label. Sick. Just before Hamri released Skanka and completely blew up.
Wasn't it just after, I think?
Yeah, but we signed it before, I think. He had this, and he's been still doing 160 tunes, like recently, like he did the Disclosure remix. And I really, really like Hamri at 160. Always want him to do more because I play a lot of it. The stuff that he plays. But yeah, we got to sign this one, and the flip is called Yum. Yeah. It's also 160. That one's more 4/4, this one's more like Juki. Big up Hamdi. Love this tune.
Yeah.
Still play it almost every set. So fun.
Okay. Now time for a little blast from the past. It's Icicle. I hope you're doing well, Mr. Icicle, if you happen to be listening. I hope that you're well in your life, having moved on from music. And I think moved into graphics or something like that, or coding, or doing something very intelligent and technical and cool and creative, I would imagine. But back in his music days, he was making sounds like this. It's called Dominate. Proper, proper techno vibes.
Hoi Jeroen. Yes, always sad to announce Noise In For Beggars. Obviously, rest in peace, Ebo. It's still confronting every time to hear his voice. Yeah, I had to include, you know, it's been such, just like the Noise In Face journey, like the Noise In Foreign Beggars journey started very early on. I think it was 2006 that we first started collaborating. So that's also almost 20 years ago. Most of that came out on Division, on Ausla, but Shellshock was on our album. Big up, Foreign Beggars, big up, Pavan, rest in peace, Ebo. And yeah, big tune. This was always fun. I vividly remember tours with Pavan and Ebo where this would be like the wall of death moment, and Pavan would kind of split the audience in two, and then on the drop everyone kind of run into each other.
Yes!
I don't think we ever had any injuries or lawsuits over it. I think everyone was well behaved, but and there's always the, like, these one or two idiots that is like, oh, I'm gonna be in the middle while everything on the side is like, oh god, dude, get out! It's not about you. Good memories. Shell Shock.
Something really old to something really, really new. You've told us about this a few times.
Yeah, also with vocals. But now it's me screaming. Yeah, I'm not going to tell the story again. Like, I've told it so many times now. Fear, Look at the Trees. My new album with my friends. There will be vinyl in stores and online stores soon. And that is a good thing. Vinyl is nice.
Look at the tree!
So this one goes out to all you optometrists and opticians out there. It's Different Eyes, Billen. And it actually goes out to Billen because he's the man and he's wicked. And I did a great podcast with him earlier on this year and it did really well. And it's always great connecting with him. And I know he's out in Tokyo at the moment. So big up Billen and all of your cyberpunk community and all people with different eyes.
Another collab that needed including done a lot of music with Blacks and Empire, but 20 Years of Vision it is important to mention that Blacks and Empire were the ones who really encouraged us to set up the whole label in the first place. It was the three of them. I think mostly Milan and Marco from Triple Vision, who still does our Triple Vision is still our distributor for the label, but they were really like on the phone with Martijn a lot. In the early days, Martijn was handling most of the like the business and kind of infrastructural things, and they kept like telling him from time to time, like, guys, start your own label, stop messing around on other people's labels. We know how it, you know, how you want to belong to other cliques and how you want to kind of get the accolades of a release on this label and that label, but start your own label as soon as possible. So our first release was in 2003, like proper release, and 2 years later we'd already set up our label, which then, you know, they'd been bugging us for so long that it felt late, but, you know, looking back, we were pretty early.
Totally.
So big up Blacks and Empire for inspiring us, for helping us along. Like, obviously there were also three Dutchies trying to make it in a very UK dominated world in the early 2000s, so
yeah,
they had a lot of experience and a lot of like very good advice, just, you know, about, you know, the lifestyle, but also really about setting up the businesses, you know, administration, everything.
And a few of the little traps to look out for as well, I think, if I recall doing interviews and documenting some of this. Like, there was this is basically the start of the massive drum and bass community and infrastructure that you have now in the Netherlands, really. And it's all down to Blacks and Empire and Marco, really, from having not the best experiences in the UK and going, do you know what, we could do that better over here. And it set up an entire kind of independent operation from Netherlands, which certainly given the UK a run for its money at different points, I would say. So this is like proper, yeah, proper drum and bass history. Huge, huge shouts to Marco.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of local crews all over the country that were individually kind of putting in all that effort too. And it's just,
of course,
we also just have a well-functioning country with like subsidized podiums for these places where there was just room to do it. And there's, you know, kind of, there's all kinds of scenes, little sub scenes, but yeah, Blacks and Empire definitely made a big difference. And this song is just so lovely. I really love this song. Like, we were always super inspired by their songs The Rat and Be Negative, like early Blacks and Empire. And this one is definitely us trying to pay tribute to that early Blacks and Empire sound that, you know, we had it on vinyl. We kept, when we were practicing mixing, we would always play their tunes. It's so good, so good. So big up Milan, René and Misha. Love you guys. Thank you. Where is the whole part two? That's all I have to say about this song.
It is in the whole part one.
Oh, the hole is in the hole. And in that hole, there is a hole. And that's the whole story.
No. Yeah, I love this spacey music. Just weird psychedelic stuff.
Yeah.
I love it. I finished a lot of Nausea DJ shows with the whole part one. Really, really, really like it. Where's the whole part two? Speaking of DJ shows, that's my voice. Shiny Clars from the last Nausea show.
Oh, wow.
It means, are you ready? So I was hyping up the crowd for like, are you ready? But it also means like, are you done? So it was the last show and I said, are you done? So ha ha ha. And then it's called Finality. You understand the games that are being played? This is Sleeplet and Luca Lumen. Track called Finality.
Of Finality, now time for Tierney and Sound, who I do believe they've called it a day at the very end of this year. I think they announced at the start of this year that this would be their last year together as Tierney and Sound, and being as it's the end of 2025, I'm pretty sure that is the case now. So wishing all three of Tierney and Sound the best of luck with their solo projects next year, and in the meantime, let us enjoy my favourite tune off their album Digital Artifice. This is Artifice.
Yes, big up Tierney and Sound, really inspiring stuff.
Yeah,
I still play a lot of tunes from them, and they sadly didn't get a global pandemic to prevent their farewell tour like Nausea did. So I guess they just really have to split up when they announce they split up.
I've forgotten about that. Wow. I'm still literally covered in goosebumps from that song. It reminds me of playing at the first UK Vision party at Hit and Run in Hidden, and that was the last tune that I played, and it was probably one of my favourite sets that I ever played. And I know the Vision has got another party in Manchester at the end of January. If I had the date in front of me, I'd be even more marketing and promotional.
It's 30th.
30th of January.
It's 30th. It's me, Imanu, Bunshin, Ring Nord. There's more, wait. Now we have to complete. Now we have to be complete and also do the whole lineup.
Well, we'll look that up during this song, which is you and Amy Tobin.
Well, this is the first ever Sleepnet appearance. This was like, it was still a mystery. It's like, but Nick was already working on the Sleepnet EP, and here we go. Imanu, Binchin, Thijs, Ringnoord, Spectral and Lucidic with MCing duties hosted by T-Man. The first Sleepnet appearance, and this is also the orchestral remix that me and my friend Reinhard Dauma co-composed from the material of the original song. That so this is also a very old song that was started as Noisia and Amon Tobin, and then was taken for Thijs' project. But that's why Sleepnet is on here, because he actually, Nick actually wrote the synths that are coming in now. Pretty sure this was on our Virus TI synth. And I think the first time I went to Amon's studio, he was not living in LA yet. He was in San Francisco, and that's when we started. Yeah, that's when we started this thing, and it was called "Shoot You in the Face," because we were driving around the hills around San Francisco, and we had this hip hop radio on, and there was just like this caller that came, just came and just was very unnecessarily rude and violent, saying things that he would come and shoot someone in the face. I don't know. So we kept it as a title for a while. I think this is very early Noisia and Amon Tobin collaboration, and it took us over 10 years to finish it. And then we put it on the Ithaca EP, and it all made sense.
Now we've reached the end of the 20 Years of Vision album and the end of this show and the end of this two-part special where we've been listening to the 20 Years of Vision album with 40
and
songs on it.
The beginning.
Hey.
Vision 001.
Yes. Which has a sample saying what has begun.
Ooh.
When we started adding this intro to the drop part, that's where we knew this is so epic. This is how we start our own label. This is the track that we can launch it with. Like, we realized we were onto something when this intro, because the drop was mostly there, like the those kind of all those bassy, hoovery, kind of Reese sounds, and then all those drums, like most of that was there. Not everything. And then we started adding material for this intro, and I made this granular this is from a Mexican mariachi vinyl record, and with granular processing somehow I came into this. I think it was a...
Wow.
I'm pretty sure it's a mariachi version of A Taste of Honey, which I think is a Beatles song. Is it?
Yeah.
No. Is it A Taste of Honey? Beatles song? I don't know. It's A Taste of Honey, but then a mariachi version, which I then put into very early granular processing. Mind you, this is 2004, 2005, we're working on it. And yeah, this came out, and it was like, that was just sitting, like this epic kind of processing, and we kind of tried it on these drums, and then these bass lines, and it was just, yeah, everything about it was so epic that we were like, okay, now we have the song to start our label with.
Wow.
And at the same time, we were also working on Concussion, which was like one of the better experiments of trying to do kind of funk. We loved funk. We still love funk. To try to do funk and drum and bass at the same time. So, you know, having those two tunes made us very confident, like, okay, this is a great way to, you know, kick off our own label and finally take this step. Yeah, we could have signed this track to, I think, every label would have taken it, like Renegade Hardware, Ram Records would have taken it, Metalheads would have taken it, and we were like, no, this is how we kick off the label.
Yeah.
And that was 2005 when it came out. I still have the original record, which the first press of it has a hole in the cover, which was not not the idea. We wanted the cover to be, you know, not show the inside of the vinyl, but
yeah.
So it's kind of like the original mispress.
Oh wow!
That has the kind of story attached to it, but it looks nicer if it's not, if the sleeve doesn't have the hole in it. Yeah,
amazing.
20 years of vision.
Wow!
I feel old, man. I mean, I am old.
Oh, is that the point where we're supposed to say no? You're still looking.
No, I'm 43.
Really,
I'm not that old. I'm also not young anymore. It's good.
Yeah, I'm down with that. You're also younger than me as well, so shush, pipe down, young.
Yeah, but I'm older than Frank.
But I'm also old, I'm 36.
Damn. Oude geit.
And on that spiteful, youthful note, we will say goodbye. Thank you to everybody who's been listening and supported us all year. Thank you to everybody who supports this album and Vision in general. And we will see you again very, very soon. If you celebrate Christmas, have a lovely one.
Yeah, happy holidays for everyone who gets some time off. And next week we will be doing more special episodes because we have a yearly recap thing. So we're going to be playing all the reloads from this year. So happy holidays. Have a nice new year. And we will check in with you soon.
Are you looking forward to the next 20 years of Vision then?
Yeah. Yeah, the only way is up.